Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish Nation. What's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation.
Welcome.
Can y'all believe it? It's 4 days before Christmas.
I know.
My favorite time of year.
Yeah. Well, yo, big show popping off for you today. We're going to tell you which superstar revealed that his mom still does his laundry. Plus, we're playing a very special edition of Box Office Charades.
Love it.
Well, first out the gate, let's talk about Scooter Braun. He's one of the best managers in the game, a hell of a businessman. And he just sat down with Complex Magazine to talk about how he managed to build his empire. Now, he said it all started with him selling fake IDs in college, which led to him promoting parties right here in Atlanta, which led to him meeting Jermaine Dupri, which led to him working for So-So Def, which led to him getting fired from So-So Def, which had him questioning what he was doing with his life.
Oh.
Yeah, because that's a crew and many people don't get fired.
Right.
Yeah, but,
yeah, it's
you
like,
know.
Y'all the same crew from So-So Def back then, still together now.
Really?
Yes, I feel like, right, Brett?
Yeah.
Kick and play. What's Crisscross?
Oh, Crisscross.
Y'all, you stick together.
Well, Scooter said that his life changed after he decided to buy a ticket and join his brother who was backpacking in Chile.
I get to this hostel. And my brother's like, yeah, just put your bag there, and we sleep there. And these strangers who are showing up sleep in the other beds. And I'm like, they're gonna rob us while we're sleeping. And my brother looks at me and he's like, you just gotta trust people. That's the whole point of doing this. And I was like, this is stupid. But by the end of the trip, I understood that is gonna happen. No matter what you do in life, you can be preventative to a certain extent, but you also gotta like, put your trust in people to, you know, it's better to go through life believing in the goodness of people. And that shift happened for me when I came back. I was rejuvenated and I was ready to start my company, and that's when I started it. I signed Asher and 4 months later found Justin.
But, you know, but that makes a lot of sense. There's so many people who are so guarded, who don't trust people at all, and you kind of block blessings sometimes that way.
Oh, that's true.
Sometimes you just got to kind of let the universe work its mojo and magic and believe in the goodness of people, because there's still good people out there.
Exactly.
Except when they cross you.
Yeah.
True.
Right. Well, I need to listen to his story, because I don't know why I'm like that. I just don't trust nobody.
Gary doesn't even trust airplane pilots. He drives himself back and forth to Texas every
weekend.
He doesn't trust no one.
No one.
My preacher said this, honey, and I got that stuck with me. People always say, well, if it's your time, you gonna go. He said, well, what if it's the pilot's time?
That's true. So, it need to be the pilot's time when he on his own.
Time.
Okay, when he on his own time.
At the crib.
Not my time.
During landing, not takeoff.
Right. Well, as we all know, Scooter discovered Justin Bieber on YouTube, but Justin isn't the only one to get their start that way. Take The Weeknd, for example. He started sharing his songs on the YouTube channel back in 2010, and his following grew quickly, but things really blew up for him when Drake found out about him and started sharing his songs. Fast forward to now, he's got 2 Grammys.
So Drake was sharing his music on his Instagram?
Yeah.
Wow, really? I do that a lot. I like to share new artists.
Then you have Soulja Boy. He said that the things changed for him after he put his self-published song Crank That on his YouTube and MySpace. Not only was he making money from the clicks, but he eventually got discovered by producer Mr. Khalid Park and ultimately signed.
Granted, Soulja Boy got in like right before the getting got ultra good and the market got super flooded. Now, if you put your songs on MySpace, no one's gonna see it.
Right. No. Well, y'all, it's not just musicians, though. Kate Upton became a household name back in 2011 after a YouTube video of her doing the Dougie at a basketball game was posted by a friend, and it went viral.
She just made the Dougie so valid. Oh my God.
She wasn't even dancing to the beat as much as she was dancing to the echo of the beat.
Yeah. Up next, Mila Kunis has been a star for almost 20 years.
Whoa. Has it been that long?
Woo! I feel real old. Now, yeah. Her breakout role in the 70s show was back in 1998.
Ooh, that's been 20 years?
Yeah. God, I graduated in 1999.
Oh, my God. Ooh,
you old. I am. Well, in a recent interview with Conan O'Brien, she revealed that despite her fame and success, she never let that get in the way of her being a ride-or-die friend.
Really?
That's right. She like you, Brat.
All right.
Now, she said in the early 2000s, when her best friend needed some money, she agreed to help her launch her bootleg t-shirt company. Now, they buy t-shirts for like 2 cents and iron on Backstreet Boys and NSYNC's logos, sell them on eBay, and all the money went to her friend, so she didn't get any of it.
Oh, well, that's ride or die.
No. Well, that's ride or die.
I mean, if you're balling like that, I mean, like, the 70s show was doing really well by 2000. It was like one of the hottest shows on Fox, so she wasn't missing that money.
Now, not only that, when her friend worked at the mall during the holidays, she convinced Mila to come and help her wrap presents for the customers for free. And all of that was while she was on that 70s show. So needless to say, people were shocked to see her at the mall. They thought she had fallen on hard times or something. Mm-hmm.
That's what people think if you go to the mall, if you go to Target or Walmart. I seen Brat in the dollar store. Bitch, I like deals. Don't you see me on Dish Nation? Don't you see us doing Dish on deals? Right? We like coupons, too. We want to save money whether we got it or not.
All right, y'all, moving on, honey. Now, Nick Jonas, y'all may be a pop superstar, but that doesn't stop the 25-year-old, honey, from being mama's boy.
Aww.
Now, in a recent interview, y'all, with E, he was asked, what's the first thing he does when he visits his parents after a long trip out on tour? And he said, quote, laundry. I asked my mom to do my laundry. She does it every time, honey, with a big smile.
Yes.
Now that her four sons are out of the house and have their own lives, any chance she gets to be mom again, I think it's a really nice thing for her.
I love this story because, believe it or not, well, I mean, y'all know, I live alone, right?
Yeah.
When my mom comes over, I actually load up the clothes and leave them in there. And when she washes them, I mean, it's just like a whole nother smell when your mom washes your clothes.
Yes.
She comes and washes the dishes, makes up my bed. I mean, you gotta have moms for that.
That's how mothers love us, though.
Yeah,
they do. Your mom, if she comes to your house, she's supposed to clean up. That's what they do. That's
the
love
you how you don't
but
clean
you know
up.
What the,
that's right.
Back to the washing.
And they gonna call you nasty, too.
Right.
I seen them draws. Okay, now, Mama, you gotta take a note on what you say. Just clean it up now. All right, moving on. Christmas is right around the corner, and yes, we all know things can get a little bit stressful with all the food, fun, friends, and family, right?
Yes, sir.
Especially if you're the one that's hosting the party.
Ooh!
It can get a little tough. Well, Gabrielle Union has partnered with Shutterfly to launch a line of home goods that are perfect for the holiday season. Recently, she sat down with People Magazine to reveal her tips of getting through the holiday season.
Okay.
I like to be pretty tipsy by the time the guests arrive, so I'm really not stressed about, like, place settings or who, like, not thinking about who does, is it talking to whom and all of that. I like a preset music list. But, yeah, I usually find, like, a little booze ahead of time kind of eases you into the holidays.
I just knew I loved Gabrielle Union. I just knew it. That is my sister in my head. I'm the same way, because I'm always the host at Thanksgiving, Christmas, etc. And I do a lot. I take a lot of pride in setting up the table, the guest list. And you don't want to worry about that. So I definitely am tipsy by the time you get to my house.
And if you make a holiday playlist, please make sure you take out the explicit parental advisory versions.
Really?
Yeah, Headcrack did that. He went to a party.
He did a baby shower recently, and I'll, like, play, you know, Chris Brown's Privacy, No Harm, No Foul, right?
Oh.
But there's also a dirty version of said song, and I'm thinking, how dirty can it be? When I walked back in from coming back out of my car to get, like, you know, this headphone thing, like, boom shakalaka, boom shakalaka.
No!
Oh, sorry, grandparents.
Oh, no.
He's talking about a cat.
Right.
All right, coming up after the break, if you've had it with these snakes on this plane, then you're gonna love our special edition of Box Office Charades. Stay tuned.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey,
ladies and gentlemen, it is game time.
Game time!
Oh, yeah, this is when it brings out the absolute worst out of everybody in this room, and people walk out of here not speaking. To celebrate Samuel L. Jackson's 69th birthday, we're going to celebrate by playing a special Sam Jackson edition of Box Office Charades using only his movies. And, you know, he got tons of them, so this could be all over the board.
Thousands.
Yes.
Hold on, Crack. Let me tighten up my bra strap. All right.
So the way it's going to break down, Gary and Brat, you guys on the team. Porsche, it's me and you once again.
All right.
I feel we got this
we
one.
We do. We have the synergy today.
No doubt. Well, let's get to it. Gary, you up first.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
I'm going to put him to sleep. Snakes on the plane.
All right, bitch.
You got to be kidding me.
Why are you so happy with it?
Because we got it, bitch.
Okay, very well. This next one, Porsche, it's on you. Check it out.
Okay. Pulp Fiction.
Yes, I'm a good actor.
Boom.
Oh,
good job.
Wow, thank you.
That was one of my favorites.
Whatever.
Me too.
Next, our turn.
It Goes Down as my favorite.
Whatever.
Lay well with cheese.
Boo, boo.
Nah.
You ready?
Yes.
Oh.
Up.
Huh?
Throw up.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Catch. Throw up. Throw up.
Uh-oh.
Is that a ball? Jax. Jax.
Uh-huh.
Rubber band. Rubber band. Flimsy. Brown. Brown. Jackie Brown.
Yes.
Jackie Tan.
Jackie Tan.
Oh, I had to get y'all that
one
now.
Y'all brought
that right out together.
We got our work cut out for us.
Had nothing to do with the movie, but okay.
You got us.
Moan. Okay. Angry. Grumpy old men. Oh! Crack it. Oh, the Django. 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 Yeah.
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 You ready?
Next.
Unchain this next answer. Good luck, Gary.
What the?
What? This need to be on TV.
Is this about porn? Penis? Penis? What is that? What the f- are you? What? Walking around. You cool? You got a big. Why are you referencing that? Shake, penis, shake, circle.
I know, not the head.
Time.
No. Time. Yeah. Time.
No, there ain't no time yet.
Time.
What were you doing? No, what was the.
Shaft.
What the f? What's that?
I'm surprised you didn't get that,
Brad.
That means shaft?
Yes.
Yes, the shaft. That's
bitch,
the
I don't have a I don't know
but you know I do know I don't know what that means. So that's called the shaft.
The shaft.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I had no idea. I'm very dumb.
You did family. Good on that one, though.
All right, cool. So, y'all know how the game goes. This one's for everything. Whoever gets this one right wins the whole entire game. What I would like for this one, if you don't mind, can you not put it on the screen behind us just so we can have a level playing field?
Oh!
Just to make it fair. Are you ready?
My nerves, man. Yeah. I need to take a breath.
Ready? 3, 2, 1, let's go.
All right. Time.
Cut. Shoot.
Time to kill. That was one of my favorite movies. Time to kill. Samuel June Jack.
Yeah.
Yes. With Matthew McConaughey. I know that movie and that little girl, honey. Time to kill.
Because I did.
It's our crown. Time to kill.
You know what? Let me tell y'all something. I hate Gary and Brad and I hope they both burn in hell.
Nation. Hello, and welcome back to Dish Nation.
Ew. Well, you know, you have on chandelier earrings, you have to learn how to give it to them, baby.
Girl, them the last chandelier
the
earrings.
The last, honey. Yes. All right, y'all, let's get on into it. Now, Jason Momoa and Lisa Bonet finally tied the knot back in October. Now, they've been together for 12 years.
Yes, they have.
Yes, and they have 2 kids together. And in a recent interview, Jason revealed that he has always loved Lisa and that he's had his eye on her for a very long time.
Love it.
He said when he was 8 years old, he was watching The Cosby Show, and he pointed out Lisa, a.k.a. Denise, and said, Mommy, I want that one. He chose his wife at 8 years old.
Now,
he said he was like, I'm going to stalk you for the rest of my life, and I'm going to get you. I'm a full-fledged stalker. I didn't tell her that until we had two babies. Otherwise, I'd be creepy and look weird.
Well played, Jason.
Yes. Congratulations on winning.
Wow. This man was born to be with her.
So is stalking sexy to y'all?
If it's somebody
it
like him,
depends on who it
him?
Is.
Yeah. I like his long hair.
He fine
it depends
as hell.
On who it is. He's very handsome.
Yeah, the way you look is the difference between being a stalker and catching like a sexual harassment
right.
charge.
Right.
You can't look hangry.
All right, y'all, it's time for Ticket or Skip It! Now, hey there, this Christmas Day is Molly's Game, based off the true story of Molly Bloom, who once ran the world's most exclusive high-stakes underground poker game. Check it out.
We spent 8 years in Hollywood and 2 years in New York running the world's most exclusive and decadent man cave.
Have you seen the other names in your indictment? Come on, Marty, just how deep into the Russian mob were you?
Your exposure's crazy.
You got 2.8 million on the street right now.
You're gonna get blown up.
You managed to build a multi-million dollar business using not much more than your wits.
I'm about to be charged in federal court.
Well, nobody's perfect.
I love it. I love a woman being successful on top, poker game, gambling, money, just to spend all that ticket.
You're here for all of it.
I'm here for it.
So in real life, the stars that were actually playing some of these games were people like Leonardo DiCaprio, Toby McGuire, Ben Affleck, and more. Like, this is a real situation.
Oh. Okay, that just made me want to ticket the movie because I didn't realize that a woman had been through that much.
Yes.
Did she get off?
Like,
that's
Aaron
what I want to know.
Bitch girl.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got to watch the movie to get the whole story.
Okay. Can't wait.
Yeah. Google it.
That's why you got to ticket it to see it.
To find out the story.
That's right. Yeah.
Gary.
I mean, I have reasons why I don't.
Always
want to see
goes against
I
the
mean,
grain.
But the thing is, first of all, let me tell you something, Brad. One of the reasons why. Idris Elba, I'm sick of him being in all these movies with these white women. I can't see it because I just saw his last movie.
You should be happy that Idris is getting to the checks. He's done his fair share of movies with black people, too, black
I
women.
Can't recall
you
it.
Just
I...
haven't watched them.
He has.
Well, yeah, I don't want to see it.
See, he don't watch none at all black films. Didn't say he wasn't in them.
Because he is a white woman,
he actually has BET blocked on his table.
Right.
Skip it.
What kind of racist is you?
Hater.
How brown is the cast? Oh, skip it.
All right, coming up after the break, do you like listening to porn instead of watching it?
Hmm?
Well, honey, I have just the thing for you. Stay tuned.
Hello. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Portia!
What?
Oh, my God. Excuse her, you guys. Do any of you like romance novels?
I was being romantic.
Well, Amazon's digital audiobook company, Audible, is hoping to cash in on all you freaky people out there that like to have their porn read to them with their Audible romance package.
Oh, I never heard of this.
For $14.95 a month, honey, you'll have access to over 10,000 romance audiobooks and original content. But here's where they're really trying to get you. They've introduced a new Take Me to the Good Part function that will allow you to skip to the steamy parts of the book.
Now, that ain't right.
Ain't that so?
That's all people gonna use. That feature.
Exactly.
Nobody gonna know the story.
Yeah, right, you should want to wait to build up the suspense to get to that
part. That's the whole thing about romance
it's
novels.
It's about the build-up, right?
Right.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, my God. They even rate the steaminess score on a 5-point scale from sweet to O-O-M-G.
Ooh!
Could you imagine driving and listening to that?
Oh, that's too much.
Hey,
that might be cute, though.
I didn't have to love in my car.
All men would have accidents because they'll get a Woody and it'll turn the steering wheel.
I can't turn it.
Hey, right.
What you call that log thing they used to have on
the club.
The club, baby. Yeah.
Ooh, not the club.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.